Threat of severe weather lingers. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Many people in the Midwest shaken by tornadoes that destroyed hundreds of homes and other buildings yesterday. This Elkhorn, Nebraska resident says he had to get his family away from the danger.
The sirens were going off and we were all in the basement. And I came upstairs to the second floor and I looked that way and I saw the big tornado coming and destroying houses over there. So I ran downstairs and gathered up everybody. We jumped in the truck and I drove that way as fast as I could.
55 million people across the southern plains are under a severe weather threat today as more tornadoes, possibly large hail, expected. The anti-Israel protest at Columbia University continues as Jewish students say they feel unsafe there. Fox's Steve Harrigan with an update from Columbia's campus.
Four different universities across New York City, protests underway at all of them now into their second week. A big crowd overnight at NYU. The protest there was peaceful. At Columbia, we've really seen the university go back and forth. They called out police once, pulled down the tents. The tents came back, and now they are in negotiations. Administration officials say they will not call in the police a second time. They have, however, barred one student protest leader, Kaimani James, from campus. Social media posts were discovered where James called for the murder of Zionists, saying people were fortunate that he hasn't killed any Zionists yet.
Protests at other colleges across the country being broken up by local police and some universities threatening to suspend students involved. Hamas has released a new hostage video showing two of the hostages kidnapped in the October 7th terror attacks, including Israeli-American Keith Siegel and a second hostage identified as Omri Miran. Speaking presumably under duress, they say they are sad to be missing Passover at their homes. Siegel at one point appears to break down crying, urging the Israeli government to negotiate a release deal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia launched a barrage of missiles against Ukraine overnight in attacks that appeared to target the country's energy infrastructure. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched 34 missiles in this most recent attack. Of those, 21 were shot down by Ukrainian air defenses. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's main target was the energy sector, in particular those gas facilities that are crucial to ensuring safe delivery to the European Union. Earlier this month, Russia destroyed one of Ukraine's larger power plants and damaged others in a massive missile and drone attack. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will provide Ukraine with additional Patriot missiles as part of the aid package passed by Congress recently and signed by President Biden several days ago.
It's the biggest package to date and includes Patriot missiles needed to fight back against Russian air assaults. The aid comes from the $61 billion package passed by Congress earlier this week. That measure also includes money for Israel and Taiwan.
Fox's Chanley Painter. President Biden will headline the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner this evening. Fox's Jared Halperin reports.
The annual event brings together journalists, politicians, and Hollywood stars and awards the work of White House reporters and raises scholarship funds for student journalists. Tonight's dinner will feature Saturday Night Live Weekend Update co-anchor Colin Jost. President Biden will attend and, as is tradition, roast the press corps and other Washington officials. Since 1924, every president since Calvin Coolidge has attended the dinner at least once, with the exception of former President Trump. President Biden has attended every year he's been in office, except 2021. The dinner was canceled that year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.